Hey, Danny, I'm Stampsy. This is my co-host,
Hello.
Jamie. Great to chat to you.
Great to chat to you too. How are you?
Good.
Doing really well. We're excited to have you back here for the Melbourne Comedy Festival. What is it about the International Comedy Festival that keeps comedians coming back other than employment?
Other than the money. Actually, Melbourne is very specifically one of our favourite festivals because it is a comedy festival, right? I mean, it's not an arts festival. There's no dancing or sort of, you know, Japanese performance art. It's just comedy, which is always quite nice because it's kind of like a pure comedy festival. It's like a festival for us. So, yeah, I always enjoy it. It's really good.
And you've been there so many times. Do you have your favourite hotspots? Do you basically live like a Victorian for the weeks that you're in Melbourne?
No, I don't live like a Victorian. Oh, I see what you mean. Like as in...
The state Melbourne's in is Victoria.
Ah, right. Sorry, I thought what an odd question. Asked me if I lived like a Victorian.
You know, I love my history.
I'm from Edinburgh. I know I'm from Scotland. It doesn't. We're not in the past. We're actually a real country.
Hang on, I've been to Edinburgh, and you are in the past in some areas in Edinburgh. That Royal Mile's very old.
Well, yeah, it is old, but we're not in the past. We're not still throwing boiling hot oil over each other and rolling ourselves in barrels and stuff. No, what you meant was touring, as in do I live life like a... if you'd said Melburnian, that would have been a lot easier for me to understand.
All right, Danny boy, do you live life as a Melburnian when you come down for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival?
No.
Okay.
I live like the 19th century gent.
Oh, good. I'm glad we got there.
Oh, man. Hey, what Trump is for comedians in the US, I mean, a dream to, well, they don't really need to make fun of him. They can just roll out basically what he says. Is it the same in the UK for Brexit? Is it just a comedian's dream right now, or is it really a nightmare?
Yeah, it's a nightmare. It's not, there's nothing funny about Brexit, and it's very hard to get laughs out of it. I don't know if I'm going to get back into the country, to be honest, which isn't too bad. If I end up spending the rest of my life here, that's fine. I'll live life like a Victorian.
Oh, live like a Victorian.
We're happy to have you. You're practically an Australian anyway. You've been out here so often.
I have been out here. I tell you what's a bit of a problem. I've been out here so much that a lot of people think I live here, which means that I don't tend to get booked for festivals back home because people go, I'm not going to pay the airfare for you to come home. I'm like, I live here, for God's sake. I live in Edinburgh. So it's a bit of an issue for me. So I've got to try and get the word out that I'm definitely not a Melbournean or Victorian. I am definitely I'm definitely a Scottish resident. But yeah, I come out here quite a lot. I love it here. I do love it.
26th to the 31st of March and the 2nd to the 7th of April. Tickets via ticketek.com.au. Danny boy, it's always a delight. We'll see you down here soon.
It's been brilliant. Thanks very much.